This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen. In part two of our look at the Wall Street Journal Times Higher Education College rankings, we look at what are known as outcomes. And according to the head of Gallup Education, the amount of debt accrued over the course of an education and a student's ability to pay it off affects everything from how healthy and happy graduates will be to what professional choices they make. And joining us to discuss is the Wall Street Journal's Doug Belkin. So, Doug, you really can't put college students all in one category. Students are going to college looking for different things.
Some folks are going to find themselves. Some folks are going to understand themselves better. Some folks are much more focused on their vocation or profession. Either way, the degree has a value in the labor force, in the marketplace, when you get done. And this rankings tries to discern what the value is.
So, Doug, in the data that you talk about in your piece in the Wall Street Journal, two very different kinds of data come from BYU, Brigham Young University in Utah, and Boston College. Can you explain that?
Right. So the outcomes, the financial outcomes of students from different schools were about 40% of the overall score by which these schools were ranked. So in some cases, the school's overall ranking was significantly lower or higher than their outcome score. So a couple of the instances we pulled out were BYU Provo and BC, both of whom were very strong schools. BYU was 113th in our ranking, but it was notable that it was 40th in outcomes. So what that says is that it's a good school, but it's a very good school when it comes to how the students do financially after they graduate. And Boston College also was very strong, but it was particularly strong in looking at the financial outcomes after graduation.
And you had another instance in your story of Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania, how their admissions process is need blind. And so I guess there is a little less attention being paid to the financial needs of students?
So this is a sort of a specific and a tricky example. What happened at Swarthmore was most of the kids don't have to apply for federal financial aid. As a result, the pool that does, and that's because the school is picking up the tab for most of the kids who need help, of the kids who do, it's a very small sample size. So we were able to look at what that small sample size was earning 10 years after they entered school. To go back to the earlier issue, there's a prediction made based on things like SAT scores and family income as to what a student would be earning when they enter school versus what they're actually earning 10 years after they start. And in Swarthmore's case, it was significantly less than what the prediction would have been. They earned about almost $17,000 less than what the prediction would have been. And the financial vice president at Swarthmore made the point that because it's such a small sample size at Swarthmore, who actually receive federal financial aid, it probably skewed the data.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Doug Belkin about the Wall Street Journal Times Higher Education College rankings. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody. So, Doug, another big part of the data here is something that in your story you point out is somewhat overlooked, and that is how well a college or university inspires students.
The journal's ranking asked 10 questions of students, of about 100,000 students from around the country. And there are three of them that were not included in the ranking, but were just had really interesting findings. One of them was asking kids, students on campus, do you think your college provides an environment where you feel you are surrounded by exceptional students who inspire and motivate you? And what was so interesting about this question was that the results were kind of all over the map. So there were some very prestigious schools like the Ivy Leagues that did well, but there were also a lot of religious schools that did very well. And what we focused on in the story was several women's-only schools that did quite well.
And one of the things that you point out is that you spoke to people at universities, and they say that they have tables and not necessarily desks to work with, and that sort of added to the sense of community and the sense of satisfaction and inspiration?
Yeah, that was at Alverno College in Milwaukee, and it's a really interesting school. The way that they teach there is kids, the students there, a lot of adult learners, so they're not all kids, teach themselves in sort of project little projects, and then they're all guided by the teacher in the classroom, and then they give presentations to the class. So they're working with one another, they're doing research with one another, they're helping and honing the projects by themselves, but they develop very close bonds along the way, and that I think is one of the reasons why they were the top school in this part of the survey.
So Doug, this data, which you say is often overlooked and hardly ever shows up in other surveys, is kind of like the equivalent of not being able to rely on the box score in a baseball game to know how the actual game went. There's a lot more data, a lot more to digest if you look beyond simply the raw numbers of what a lot of surveys look at.
Yeah, that's really true. And, you know, the research on behavior of students at college points very clearly to the fact that the most important factor at a school to determine student behavior is other students. The folks that it sort of makes sense. The folks that you latch on to, that you connect with, that you're with, really do influence your behavior. So if you're at a school with people that you look up to, admire, motivate you, then you're much more likely to succeed at that university.
And that's the Wall Street Journal's Doug Belkin. Doug, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. We have additional segments coming about the Wall Street Journal Times Higher Education College Rankings, including how colleges and universities strive to have a diverse student body and why public schools do not score particularly high in the college rankings. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.